Tell me when will you be mine? Tell me quando, quando, quando.
Hi guys, this is Connor.
And this is Tara.
And welcome back to Opal Language. Today we have a pre-intermediate lesson for you about something of which I am a little bit of an expert.
Yes.
Not really expert, I'm just joking, but because I'm a man.
Yes. So yeah. This is part two of our haircuts.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And we've done the lesson already on haircuts for women. Mm, and today...
haircut for a man.
Yes, that's why you're the expert.
Yeah. So this one we'll talk about dialogue between a customer and a barber.
Barber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So let's listen to the dialogue and we'll talk about it.
Excellent.
Hi there. What can I do for you today?
My friend recommended you as a good barber. Do you have any openings?
Oh, thank him for me. Yes, I have an opening now. What style would you like?
Nothing special. Just a trim. My hair is getting too shaggy.
No problem. Would you like it really short on the sides and back?
Yes, and also my sideburns. Then longer on the top. I like that retro look.
Yes, it's a popular look these days. I'll charge my clippers. Do you have any products in your hair?
Yes, I use wax every day.
Okay, then let's give you a wash first.
So we just heard a dialogue between a woman who is a barber in this case and a man that comes in to get his hair cut.
Yeah, and so the barber right away is a stylist or hairdresser for a man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she says, "Hi there, what can I do for you today?"
Yeah, so this is a fixed expression and it just means, how can I help you?
Exactly.
It's a little more casual, I would say. What can I do for you?
How can I help you is more formal, a little.
Yeah.
But both very polite.
Yeah, they're both totally polite. Yeah. And this kind of place, you could call it a salon, but we usually call it a barber shop.
Okay.
Yeah. So barber shops, it's kind of the traditional salon or a hair salon for a man. And they're kind of old because they're traditional. They weren't so popular for a while.
Right.
But now they're getting more popular with the young people.
Okay.
Yeah, the young generation.
And the easiest way to know a barber shop is, is especially an older one.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll have the barber pole out front.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like a candy cane.
A blue and red candy cane spinning
around. Yeah, that's the traditional look. Not all of them have that.
Yeah.
But they kind of have more of a vintage feel.
Yeah.
And that sort of vintage hairstyle, which we'll talk about, is back in style.
Yeah. So a barber shop is a place where, correct me if I'm wrong, you can also go for a shave and sometimes a shoe shine.
Yeah. Shoe shine too, probably. But definitely, yeah, shaving, getting a real barber to do a close shave.
With a straight razor.
A straight razor shave is kind of a new thing because it feels really nice on the skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
So the customer walks in and says, "My friend recommended you as a good barber."
Right. So this is kind of a, well, recommend, you guys know recommend, to say something good about,
or
to refer or suggest. So the customer's friend said, "Oh, this barber is good.
Go there."
Yeah,
so
go there.
Another way that we get recommendations is in North America, we use Yelp.
Oh, yeah, Yelp.
So which is an app or a website.
You can put like a review.
Right, or ratings.
Yeah, ratings, yeah.
And I'm going to say this incorrectly probably, but you in China may use Dianping. Did I say that? I don't know. Hopefully it was close.
When
so
you want to find restaurants or good reviews.
Exactly, to see good recommendations. Mm-hmm.
So then the customer asks, "Well, do you have any openings?"
Right. So we talked about this with the women's haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
It just means an open appointment.
Yeah, something, a time that's available.
Right.
Yeah.
And the barber says, "You bet. Yes, we have an opening right now."
Yeah. And then he asks, "What style would you like?" Yeah. So, of course, this is hairstyle.
Right. Not clothing style.
Yeah. Yeah. You can also say, "What are we going to do today?" Or "What are we doing today?"
Right. And, so the man says the style he wants is just a trim.
Yeah, nothing special. This is really a useful expression. Nothing special, nothing particularly amazing, just the same, the usual.
Right. So, if, for example, if your friends ask you, what did you do on the weekend?
Nothing special.
Meaning I was at home watching TV, probably.
Usually, and probably Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah.
And so just to trim, again, we've talked about this in the previous lesson.
Yes, we have.
Just a little cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a shortcut, not too much.
And why does he want to trim?
Yeah, well, this is a big thing about guys' hair, is the hair is getting too shaggy. Basically, it's getting too long for that style.
Right. Mm-hmm. So imagine, we use this word for dogs and long hair as well.
Yeah.
Not to compare men and dogs, but it's just kind of, the hair is the word I like is unkempt.
Ooh, unkempt, yeah. It's kind of like a messy look.
It looks
too messy. It's time to make it look clean again.
Right, and some people actually pay for that shaggy, messy look.
Yeah, that's sort of popular for some people, yeah.
Yeah, but if you want a kind of neater look, you don't want shaggy hair.
Yeah, I certainly can't pull off a shaggy look. Yeah.
For my hair, it's always shaggy, no matter what I do.
Yeah.
Now, earlier we talked about how you can also get a shave.
Right, yes, yes.
So sometimes the barber will shave your sideburns.
Yeah, so sideburn, this is a really interesting word. It actually starts with a person who lived 200 years ago. His name was Burnside.
Right.
Then they changed the order, call it sideburn.
Right, and Burnside had some great sideburns.
Yeah, Burnside, he had a really interesting sideburns. So that's the beard next to your ear, the
right.
hair that comes down.
So, and women have these too, but they're not close to the skin usually,
right.
but it's the hair that kind of goes from the top of your ear. Mm-hmm. It's on your face, but it will go towards your chin.
Mm-hmm.
So a man, it will connect to a beard sometimes.
Yeah. So if you're in China, you might be familiar with Monkey King?
Yes.
Yeah, giant, big sideburns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same thing. So, also sideburns have become a little bit more popular with hipsters.
Yeah, they have in the fashion. Some people have little longer sideburns. I had kind of longer sideburns for a while, but it doesn't look that. I think it doesn't look good. I like more of a cleaner look.
Clean look, yes.
Yeah.
And also, this man, he wants it longer on top, and he wants a retro look.
Yeah, so we mentioned the word vintage before.
Mm-hmm.
Retro is looking back. That's what it means.
Right, and it's something that it was popular or from the past and is popular again now.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of the styles, they come back after 30 years, 40 years. It's like a circle.
Right.
So now the old hairstyles from the 1950s and 60s or even 40s, they're popular again.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the retro looks from the 1980s don't come back.
Oh, totally. But they already are.
A little bit.
Yeah. Like, no, 80s, stay away.
No, bye-bye. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the barber's saying,
he's admitting, it's a popular look these days.
It's a good choice.
Yeah.
And then, so she says, because she's going to have to deal with his sideburns and trim them, she's going to charge her clippers.
Yeah, yeah. So this is great. When your phone dies, you got to charge it.
Right.
Right.
So we use that verb for things that need to be plugged in that can be wireless.
Yeah. Yeah,
like your laptop, you can move it or you can charge it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can even use this in a different way. Like if you want to recharge your body, I need to take a nap, I'm so tired. Or if you go on a vacation, I need to recharge.
Yes, definitely, I need that.
Yeah.
And clippers?
Yeah, so these are the things that, the little machine that buzzes, that trims your hair nice and short.
Right, women. If you have a short haircut, you may use clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Usually with long hair, you will never need these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's just for when you want to go close to
really
your
close.
Head.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to be really careful. I have these and I cut my own hair because I have clippers at home.
Yeah.
And I have to be careful because you can make it longer or shorter. And one time I accidentally made it too short and on the side, I messed up.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing, but I fixed it.
When I was in university, for a hobby, I would cut my friend's hair.
Oh,
and one time I used clippers to cut a man friend one of my guy friend's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back of his head, I didn't use the guard.
Oh,
and there
the
was
guard.
A big...
Yeah, yeah.
big bald spot.
Oh, and yeah.
I didn't tell him.
Oh.
So everyone was laughing at him for a while, and it was bad. So then nobody came to me to get their hair cut after
that's
that.
That's what I did, but I did that to myself. So it was my fault. Yeah. So
that's
the customer.
Safer.
Oh, yes. So then actually the barber asks, well, do you have any products in your hair?
Right. Mm-hmm. So products are anything. Mm-hmm. We say beauty products, even with men, or hair products. Mm-hmm. Now, this for hair can be gel, mousse, wax. Mm-hmm.
And also there's one called pomade.
Pomade.
Which a little, wax is really sticky like wax, but then pomade's a little more like soft.
Yes. And that's definitely useful with retro hairdos, I'm guessing, hairstyles.
Yeah, because they like that shiny, clean look.
Yeah.
And pomade or wax is good for that.
And also when we talk about skincare, skincare products.
Mm-hmm. Even shampoo and conditioner, those are beauty products.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so the customer, I use wax every day. Actually, I do too.
I do not. So, and you mentioned wax, it's a little stickier.
Yeah, it's really hard and sticky, but it gives your hair a flexibility.
And also texture?
Texture, yeah.
So kind of, it's not as smooth.
Yeah. And there are different words that we use for products, how strong they are. Mm-hmm. That's called a hold.
Right.
Like a strong hold or medium hold.
And for women, like hairspray, you would say firm hold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, firm hold,
And light hold, I guess, yeah.
And a lot of the products, they can be shiny. So there's also, there's a shine.
Yeah.
And that can be a medium or low or natural shine.
Totally.
Also, if it has no shine, it's called matte.
Right. And for women, again, for hairspray, sometimes you'll see an anti-frizz.
Oh, frizz. Okay,
Which is you want smoother hair when the weather's bad. Yeah.
So because he has wax in his hair, he needs to wash his hair first.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and you said wash, and in here it says a wash.
Yeah.
So we've talked about this before.
Yeah, in the last lesson, it's used as a noun.
Mm-hmm.
The barber or the stylist says, let's give you a wash.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's do a wash. Mm-hmm.
Got to get that product out of your hair first.
Exactly. Yeah. So it just means wash.
And actually, I love this part. This is my favorite part.
And the scalp massage.
Mm-hmm. So, let's take a listen to the dialogue one more time.
Excellent.
Hi there. What can I do for you today?
My friend recommended you as a good barber. Do you have any openings?
Oh, thank him for me. Yes, I have an opening now. What style would you like?
Nothing special. Just a trim. My hair is getting too shaggy.
No problem. Would you like it really short on the sides and back?
Yes, and also my sideburns. Then longer on the top. I like that retro look.
Yes, it's a popular look these days. I'll charge my clippers. Do you have any products in your hair?
Yes, I use wax every day.
Okay, then let's give you a wash first.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue one more time, and in our culture section this week, we're going to upload some images so you can see different kinds of hairstyles, especially the hipster hairstyle.
Right, so a lot of hipster men, they're young, but they want to look retro, or they want to look follow an older style, I guess.
Yeah, so it's like the young people are looking like their grandfathers.
Right.
Kind of, it's kind of cool again.
Exactly.
Yeah, so let us know about any hairstyles that you like, or have you been to a barber?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can give us some feedback on the two lessons that we've done, the hairstyles or haircuts for women and haircuts for men.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we've given you a lot of useful language.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you in the next lesson.
Take care.
Bye.
You mean happiness to me. Oh, my love, please tell me. Every moment's a day.